Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-holer.
Oh,
yeah. All right,
I'm just going to leave it alone.
I'm not even going to say a word. Let's go to Andy Hedges is reciting a great Henry Herbert Nibbs poem.
Yeah.
This is Boomer Johnson.
Now, Mr. Boomer Johnson was getting old in spots, but you don't expect a bad man to go wrestling pans and pots. But he'd done his share of killing, and his draw was getting slow. So he quits a punching cattle and he takes to punching dough. Well, our foreman up and hires him, figuring age had rode him tame. But a snake don't get no sweeter just by changing up his name. But old Boomer knowed his business and he could cook to make you smile. But I'd say he wrangled fodder in a most peculiar style. He never used no matches, left them laying on the shelf. Just some kerosene and cussing, and the kindling lit itself. And I'll tell you something, partner, would give your heart a jolt to see him stir free holies with the barrel of his Colt. Now, killing folks and cooking ain't so awful far apart, and I guess that's why Boomer kept a practicing his art. With the front side of his pistol, he'd cut a pie lid slick, and he'd crimp her with the muzzle to make the edges stick. And he built his donut solid, and it would dang sure curl your hair to watch him plug a donut as he tossed it in the air. He bore the whole plumb center every time his pistol spoke, till the can was full of donuts and the shack was full of smoke. We all was getting jumpy, but he couldn't understand why his shooting made us nervous if his cooking was so grand. So he kept right on performing, and it weren't no big surprise when he took to marking tombstones on the covers of his pies. They didn't taste no better, and they didn't taste much worse, but sitting at that table was like riding in a hearse. You didn't do no talking, and you took just what you got, so we ate till we was foundered just to keep from getting shot. Till at breakfast one bright morning, I was feeling kinda low. When old Boomer passed the donuts, I tells him plenty, no. All I takes this trip is coffee, for my stomach is a wreck. And you could see the itch for killing swell the wattles on his neck. Well, he strings a line of donuts on the muzzle of his gun, and he shoves her in my gizzard and says, "You're taking one." Well, he was set to start a graveyard, but for once he was mistook. Me not wanting any donuts, I just up and whips the cook. Did they fire him? Listen, partner, there was nothing left to fire. Just a row of smiling faces and another cook to hire. And if he's joined another outfit, and if he's cooking, what I mean, it's where there ain't no matches, and they don't need kerosene.
You know, I think I've had that cook in camp before. I think Boomer Johnson used to cook for us at one point in time.
At one point,
Yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah. I've got a little magnetic plaque on the refrigerator where cookies hanging, dangling a mouse over the pot. The inscription underneath it says, "More protein.
More protein." No. I draw the line at mice.
You got to stop there.
Yeah, there are just a few things that I just refuse.
Well, it would take a bunch of them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you'd have to eat the whole mouse.
Well, what was in Dad's survival kit?
Smoked oysters,
kippers, sardines, and mustard, and hot sauce,
saltine crackers, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Anything else? What did I miss?
Well, you're forgetting about the dry bologna sandwich.
Well, there you go. Hard salami or bologna,
bologna.
And sharp cheddar cheese.
Yes.
Yes. Very, extremely sharp. So sharp it could cut you.
It will hurt you.
Yeah, it would hurt you. When you eat a dry bologna sandwich with a piece of, and I mean a thick piece of sharp, because Dad didn't cut little pieces of cheese.
Well, there was no way.
Right.
Yeah.
You could barely get that down. It was...
But that's all there was.
Well, that's what you ate.
And that's what you ate.
When we were out shoeing horses, those are great memories.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot Vienna sausages.
You gotta forget. Don't forget that. And then, when we were really lucky, we got the Louisiana Red Hot.
Yeah, the pickled hot sausage at the tavern.
Yeah,
in a big gallon jug.
Oh man, been them things there. Would make you cry.
I mean to tell you, they were so vinegary, it made you pucker.
That's right.
Yeah, but if that was a treat, though.
Absolutely, that was a treat. Yeah. And every now and then, some saltine, peanuts.
I still cannot eat Vienna sausages. I just
you can't do it, huh?
I just can't do it. I can't do the smoked baby clams. I can't do the kipper snacks. I guess I just had too much of it when I was a little boy.
I still do it all. Every now and then I get nostalgic and grab someone and off you go.
I go snow machining with a friend that takes smoked baby oysters.
Yeah.
That's what he eats.
Yeah.
And during the day.
Man, they will take a beating.
Well, that's it. They're in a can and you can't hurt them.
No.
Well, that's why I take pizza snow machining, because it doesn't matter.
You can't hurt it.
You can smash the snot out of it and it just doesn't matter.
With anchovies?
No. No kipper snacks, no sardines. I can't do that anymore.
That's living high right there, buddy.
All right, yeah. I guess too much of it, and that's why I can't eat oatmeal. Now, Dad used to make real man's oatmeal.
Real man.
The kind of oatmeal when you pick it up out of the pot with a spoon and you flop it into the bowl, it goes whap.
Yeah, exactly.
All right? That's, I just...
And one spoonful is a whole bowl.
Holy moly, and it took a half a quart of milk in order to thin it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Holy cow.
No raisins. No sugar.
No, just nothing. That, and there you go.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's another thing I still just cannot do. Oh, well.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, anyway, yeah.
We'd rather have crow.
We ate a lot of wild bird.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we shot pheasant.
Chuckers.
Chuckers, partridges, quail. All of it. Even dove.
Yeah.
We'd have some little dove Dad's breasts.
Dutch oven, dove.
Oh, man.
Second to none.
Yeah. You know, and people turn their nose up at that, but that's good eating.
Oh, that is good
Hey, stuff. We need to end the show.
What?
Yeah. Jill Jones and the Lone Star Corral ride along with us, the Dust-Eating Cowboys.
I laid in some wagers and went on a spree, but whiskey and women got the better of me. Boys, you might as well shoot for the man in the moon as to shoot for the girls at the Red Dog Saloon. 'Cause they're too hot to handle and they're too cold to touch, and the $2 kiss seems a little too much. The handsome young dandies are always preferred to the dust-eaten cowboys at the rear of the herd. Lots of them hungry old rounders around who give a month's wage for a weekend in town. For an armful of gingham and a glass full of foam, now they're hustling for train fare to take them back home. But they sold off the prairie for a fistful of change. Now there's barbed wire and fence. did business, they should have conferred with the dust-eaten cowboys at the rear of the herd.
That signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Did we get all the crow
No,
eaten?
We're just about there.
We're close.
I'm sorry, but I just can't get myself to eat a carnivore. I'm sorry.
You can't eat a bear.
I couldn't eat a bear or a mountain lion or anything like that. But I understand bear can be.
Yes.
Good.
I have had bear, well, and it is good.
Is it?
It is.
Well, you don't want to eat one that just came out of hibernation.
Oh, heavens no. You don't eat a spring bear.
No, you better have a fall bear, right?
Eat the fall bear, yes.
Okay, well,
yes.
Somebody's going to have to feed it to me when I don't know what it is. I just have this thing against eating another carnivore.
Well, there again, parasites is a concern.
Oh, okay, well, there you go.
Cook
it well, kind of like cooking pig.
Basically, you same, know, yeah. same thing.
There,
yeah.
there can be a hint of pink, but not much.
No, no.
Yeah. Not,
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I spent a couple of years in South America. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm telling you,
the iguana.
I've eaten it all. All right. They've got these great big guinea pigs, these giant guinea pigs
there. Yeah.
That's a big deal. They love those.
That's a delicacy.
That is. Huh? It's a delicacy.
Is it like the Nutra?
Capybara, something like that. But anyway, great. All it is just a guinea pig on steroids.
Yeah.
Well, you know, and in the South, they eat squirrel.
Right.
Okay.
We eat a lot of rabbit.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
We ate a lot of cottontail.
We did.
We didn't eat jackrabbit.
No,
we didn't eat snowshoe. But,
no, didn't eat those.
But then the old cottontail started getting warbles on them.
And, yeah, and there's you can only eat them a certain month,
no
right?
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Hey, just want to tell everybody, Labor Day weekend over in Afton, the American Frontier Music and Arts Festival. I'll be there.
Yeah.
Grant Hill will be
Labor
there.
Labor Day, huh?
Yeah, it's Monday. September
2nd.
Andy Hedges, Kristen Harris, myself, Caden
Miner, All-Star lineup.
Bren Hill. be there.
All right.
All right. Yeah. Hey, folks, want to stay tuned for next week?
Why?
You tell me.
Well, first layer didn't have a chance.
True story. So stay tuned.
I will.
And, folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Eat that.